The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blue Kool-Aid Drunkards! I am out of breath, but that's because we are so excited to record this podcast on December 28th here. Just a couple days before the Lions take on the Cowboys. This is the last podcast we will be recording. Well, no, actually, maybe it won't be. We don't know yet, actually, when we'll be recording. We might do it the night of the game. So I take that back. But either way, we got a big game coming up. The 2 seed hangs in the balance with the remaining 2 games in the season. If you recall from the last podcast, the Lions control their own destiny for the 2 seed. If they win out, they will have the 2 seed. If not, the lowest they can go is the 3.
And a chance at the 1 seed, I thought.
A small an outside chance at the 1 seed, but at the very least, the 2.
We control the 2.
Yeah, we control the destiny 2 seed. Outside chance at the 1 if the 49ers lose and we were to win out. But either way, we're going to be talking about this Cowboys game coming up on Saturday night in prime time all in a moment. But before we do, let's get to the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got Bob.
What's up, gang?
UJ.
Hey, everybody.
And Red Dog.
Yo.
All right, gentlemen. So there's a few things to catch up on before we get. I should be mentioning that Connor also will be joining in a moment here on the podcast as well. But anyways, the Lions 5.5-point underdogs going into Dallas this week. But before we kind of get into the game and the matchups and things of that nature, there's a couple things of note. CJ Gardner-Johnson will not be playing this week, which is a little bit of a bummer. I'd like to see him out there for a game or two, get back in game reps. Connor, joined.
Hi.
If you can hear me.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry, guys.
Connor's on. No, you're good. You're good. We heard some rustling. And then, but getting back to it, CJ Gardner-Johnson ruled out Cam Sutton's questionable. I think we need him out there for sure. We're already thin at the cornerback position, as we all know. And Brock Wright's out again. But some good news is that
Houston?
Yes, thank you. James Houston is practicing for the first time, so he can start. There's a 21-day window for them to assess if he can be activated or not. So if he is not able to go, then he's out for the year in that 20 after the 21 days, or they put him out.
Did you say if he was not able to go?
Ooh. He did. Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Scary.
Don't scare us like that. A couple
scared
characters on here that
scared me for a second.
Indulging you.
I mean, you said it.
Hey, Z, did they elevate Bruce Irvin this week or no?
Couldn't find that. Not yet, as far as
I didn't see any news.
I don't think they have.
Houston.
They still have I think they still have 1 or 2 openings on the roster that they could fill by tomorrow.
Right, because Trevor Nowaski and Chase Lucas got cut. I would imagine one or both of them come back to the practice squad.
Probably both.
Yeah, we really would like to see Nowaski stick around if he can. Jace Kabinda was activated to the current roster. So that'll be interesting. We haven't seen him out there in a long time. The Lions seem to be doing just fine without him.
Yeah.
And arguably more versatile in some ways out of the backfield than what Kabinda can provide. He's a better blocker than what they have. But
Than Rodrigo?
I mean, at least on short downs, I'm sure it's a big plus to have him in there. But either way, those are kind of all the injury updates for the Lions. I really wanted to see CJ Gardner-Johnson out there. Hopefully he's out there next week.
They got to throw him out there.
I want some game reps for the playoffs.
They can't throw him out there rusty.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. Bob Sanders came back for the playoffs with no regular.
Oh, here we go again.
Joe Flacco came up.
It's not a Colts podcast.
Joe Flacco came off his couch and he's
hey, it's a favorable analogy. Yeah, there you go. Oh, there Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco can do it. I see he could do it.
Yes, different positions, but sure.
Yeah, no real connection, but okay.
That's all we're about.
I think you're about to mention Taylor Decker, Red Dog, but he's good. He'll be good to go this week.
Okay, so he was, like, because the report I read made it sound like he was out. Like, it wasn't just, like, a rest day.
He's
had a groin thing going, a groin injury, and I think they're just nursing it along. I think he'll play.
Yeah, but Dan Campbell said he's good, he's good. He'll be out there. We're just being smart with him. That's a direct quote. Unless usually you want to do with the Dan Campbell voice. I don't the correct Dan Campbell voice to redeem yourself from a couple episodes ago.
Well, he's you know, we're kind of day to day, you know, we're gonna check it out in a week or two. I don't know. He might be okay.
I wouldn't call that a redemption necessarily.
UJ's
You caught me unawares. I wasn't ready.
I don't know who that was.
You need to go on a quest to refind your Dan Campbell.
Sound like a guy that's been smoking for 20 years.
just like an old Burgess Meredith. Yeah. I think that
there wasn't
like
a single brother in there.
Well, anyways, that's all the news on those fronts. But now, and I believe Iffy was defensive player of the week for the NFC
as
well. So that's pretty cool to see.
Absolutely.
But now let's dive into this game a little bit. This is a Cowboys
team.
Zach,
I saw Cam Sutton was on the injury report today. He didn't practice due to a toe injury. He's questionable.
Yes, he's questionable. That's what I mentioned. He's questionable. But if you didn't have practice today, that's not a good sign.
I
bet.
And they did.
At least
they didn't have to call a tow truck, though. I don't think.
Oh.
Is it just because it's the end of the year or something, you guys? This is another level thus far.
It's comedic genius is what it is.
And we are.
Yeah.
We are 6.5 minutes in.
It only gets better from here.
We're on an ascent, just like the Lions.
Yes, there
you go, baby.
So this is a Cowboys team that a lot of people thought might be the best in the NFL at one point, but the last two games have proved otherwise. Against two good teams on the road, they got dominated on the ground by the Bills, and then the Dolphins. They played them closer, they played them tougher, but nonetheless, no go. They lose 22-20 in Miami, a game they probably should have won. Blew it at the end. And now this is a Cowboys team that is, well, at least by point differential and record, probably one of the top two best home teams this year in the NFL. So Lions have their hands full traveling into Dallas. But there's some, you know, there's a vulnerable team, a lot more vulnerable than people thought only a couple of weeks ago, even. But as I mentioned, the Lions,
all teams are vulnerable.
Five and a half. I've seen 6-point underdogs. That's disrespectful right there. And I love that the Lions have that little extra
stupid
edge,
at least.
You know, being the underdogs coming in this game. It's a great place to be. The Lions haven't been there too much this year. They've been the favorites in nearly every game this year. So it's nice to see them in that underdog role, because they'll probably have to be in that role too in the playoffs at some point, especially if they like were to travel to San Francisco.
Hopefully we get there.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you guys feel about, so the strength of this team is Dak Prescott and the passing offense, especially CeeDee Lamb. I want to throw this over to Bob first. How do we think the Lions can slow down CeeDee Lamb, this passing offense for the Cowboys?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. I think they do have their hands full this week, especially at home with Dallas. They're just a different level when they're at home.
Yeah.
And Lamb, he's going to get some catches. I think what they're going to have to do is more creative blitzing like we did last week, kind of mixing it up from different areas, surprising on the blitz. and just keep the pressure on him on Dak. But you know, those backs are going to be really challenged this week, I think.
Definitely. Yeah, UJ.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Bob there. But I'll add to that. We got to hit CD Lamb very hard whenever we get a chance. And these receivers, we got to jack them up, man. get as much pressure as we can and just let's hit the hell out of these guys and make them regret going out for passes. And I think that'll help our cause a little bit because I don't think Dallas is going to be able to run on us. I really don't. And it's going to be up to Prescott in that passing game. So, yeah, we're going to get, you know, we'll get torched a few times probably. But, you know, in the end, I think we'll come out ahead. But let's just hit these guys, man. Tee them up and jack them up and yeah. make them regret it, baby. That's all I can say.
So, love it.
So the Cowboys at home have won by 20, 35, 23, 32, 35. 6-20. So they, but the caveat is that it was against the Jets, the Patriots, the Rams before their current form, the Giants, Washington Commanders, and the Seahawks, and then Eagles. So, I would say 80% of those were bottom three teams in the league, but nonetheless, a very different
like a good
team
as well.
At home.
It sounds like.
All wins, yeah. All five of their losses have come on the road. They are a different team at home. But Road Dog, how do you think the Lions, you know, do you look forward to the challenge of them being on the road here, in an environment like Dallas?
No, I really wish we could be at home in the perfect environment and that, like, all the other team was injured. No, this is freaking great. I'm with Dan Campbell. This is what you live for, man. This is going into a home team, like a home, like place like that, what you just described, a team that is dominant at home and going in there and getting a chance to, you know, dethrone them in their own house is such a great opportunity. I think this team is salivating over it. And I think the defense is going to start where it's always started for this defense this year. We got to stop that run game for Dallas. I agree with you, Jay. I think we will, but I mean, they thrive off the play action as much as we do from what I understand, or at least similarly. And if you stop that run, it makes it a lot harder for them to get going. Put that on Dak's arm. Make Dak throw a bunch of throws. You know, maybe he'll get some shots just like freaking Mullins did. But if he's just throwing all day and we can get him off rhythm with a decent pass rush too, like I think we take that game. But you got to start by doing what we do best, which is stopping the run. And that's, you know, they're going to want to run it. They're a tougher team than we face in the run game. And probably a while.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that depends on their health, too. They're missing their left tackle, Tyron Smith, last week. And he's a huge difference maker for this offensive line under the Cowboys.
Yeah, our rag now.
Yeah, definitely the MVP of this offensive line. Zach Martin, maybe you could say, too. He's been around for a long time. But, Connor, just your initial thoughts on this matchup and where the Lions can exploit this Cowboys team.
Well, I agree with all of you, but I'll just say I think this could come down to the individual performances in the backfield. If Cam Sutton hopefully plays, has a great game, if he has another great game, if Kirby has another great game, and we can be positive on the turnover differential and score first, I think we can just grind this one out, and it's going to be close. But our O-line's healthy, and I really like our odds when our O-line's healthy, so I think it's going to come down to a few players on defense making a couple stud plays, and we'll spend a lot of the day being like, what the hell's going on? But I think if he's going to cook again, and Kirby, I'm having a good feeling about them secondary this week.
And God, how soon do you think you'll be calling for Aaron Glenn's
head? I was going to follow up and ask him, like, where are you on the Aaron Glenn train right now after last week? You know, like, we need the update.
Hey, it's definitely encouraging that it took him almost 3 years to learn how to disguise a blitz. You know, that's the quick learning you want to see in your defensive coordinators. But I don't know. It is what it is with him. You know, you got to lean on your guys and hope they make plays. And hopefully our offense continues to hum and we can overcome some deficiencies on that side of the ball.
So not a ringing endorsement by any means right there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
kind of a me.
Doesn't really deserve a ringing endorsement, in my opinion. But, I mean, the defense has gotten better, so that's encouraging.
Yeah, he's just deep, channeling, heading a 10 or what are we now? A 10-4 team.
We are 11-4.
11-4.
11-4 defense.
I'm really very much contributed to all those wins. How much of a difference James Houston and Gardner Johnson make when they return? Because a lot of people think it's going to completely change the defense, and it could. I'm very excited to see.
Like Bob Sanders for the
Colts. Me too.
Oh boy.
I'm a little skeptical of like major impact, especially like Houston's not probably won't be used in run game at all. He's literally going to be used on like just third and long situations.
I agree.
And then, well, CJ Gardner Johnson was different. That's why we need to get him into game shape, because he'll at least provide depth in the secondary at the very least.
If Aleem can come back too, that's probably the bigger one.
He's an important one too. I'm not sure where he is.
I will say CJ is probably the biggest like just game changer we like have waiting in the ranks.
Totally.
To potentially come back. That dude would led the league in interceptions last year. Even though he kind of had a weird start to the season here, like he was all around the ball every time. Like, he was looking like he was going to be getting a lot of turnovers this year if he stayed healthy. But so I think he could be a real game changer, especially with the emergence of Iffy back there and Kirby hitting stride. Branch. Oh, my God. I'm getting so excited just thinking about it.
Well, as we're getting excited thinking about it, let's hop into our prediction segments. We got two of them, and we want to make this a quicker episode. No guest picker, no den this week, you know, with the holidays and everything like that. So let's just jump right into it. We have our first prediction segment. That, of course, is entry. We don't have that. That is our roar of the week. That, of course, is maybe not the player with the best stats or anything of that nature. The player that you think will have the biggest impact on this game. And I'm going to throw this over to Rudd Dog to start. Ooh. Your roar of the week.
Ooh, you know, I think the roar of the week this week is going to be Jared Goff, because I think, you know, there's a decent expectation that he's going to be harassed a bit by the likes of Micah Parsons. But I think, while I do think the O-line for the most part will keep it in check, I think Jared Goff's going to do a really good job in the pocket this week. And you know, step up, have some good awareness, and mitigate some of Parsons' effects on the game himself. And he's going to be just dishing it out like he did last week and hitting all his targets and just keeping that offense humming and just moving, baby. So Jared Goff is my roar of the week.
All right, there we go. You got Jared Goff. Let's throw this over to Bob.
All right. My roar of the week. Let me think. Well, I think it's going to be a big offensive game for the Lions. So I'm going to go offense this week. And I'm going to go with one Samuel Joseph Laporta, our tight end. Ooh, he's going to have a big game on a big stage, you know, which I think love or hate the Cowboys. They're a marquee matchup. And it's going to be at night. It's going to be sweet under the lights. So Sam Laporta is going to have a big game offensively, at least 100 yards and a couple tutties.
Is his middle name really?
Roar of the week.
Oh,
Sam Laporta.
My goodness.
Only on this podcast, wow. You get a da 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 and a roar at the end. There you go. So Bob is Sam Laporta. Let's throw it over to Connor.
You know, I'm just going to keep riding with my secondary, and this is a very basic pick at the moment, but I think Iffy's going to have another great game. And I think he's going to have another fourth quarter interception that won't seal the game, but it'll like put us firmly in the driving seat. So I'm going to say Iffy is my of the week.
Ooh. Ooh. And like, that's also thanks to Aaron Glenn for putting him in the right position to succeed.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Aaron.
That was implied, I think.
It was implied, yeah. But thank you for saying it out loud.
All right. So Iffy Melifonwu. Ifeatu Melifonwu, officially his name, is Connor's roar of the week. UJ!
Okay. I've been thinking about this one, and the key to this game, us winning this game, is controlling the line of scrimmage and running the ball up the gut. So my roar of the week is Jammy G, baby. Jahmyr Gibbs, Jammy G. He's going to have a huge game. Huge game. On the world stage, and this is the one that's going to make him
they're going to, you know, crown him the next superstar of the league. That's what this game's going to do for him.
You're going there, UJ.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy G, baby. He's going to have a huge game. 100-plus yards on the ground, plus probably a bunch of yards in the pass game and at least two touchdowns. Jimmy G is my roar of the week.
All right. Well, beautiful, beautiful. And the I don't know. Did you guys watch the Bills Cowboys game a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. I did not.
Josh Allen threw 15 passes in that game. The Bills ran 49 times for 266 yards.
Holy smokes!
That is a great recipe for success, possibly against this defense of the Cowboys. So I just wanted to note that as a
can I know one more thing here? I don't think we've discussed this or talked about it. Anybody's mentioned it in the last couple of weeks, but we've been taking the ball after winning the toss like two or three times now.
Oh yeah. I think. But should we do these were?
Isn't that interesting?
Our record's much better when we score first, I think, is the logic.
But it was always, you know, the expectation you win the toss, you don't want the ball in the second half, you know?
Yeah. Not Patricia.
We've been going contrary to that. So
Patricia, well, I think went
since they saw Eberflus do it against the Lions, they were like, "I'm going to learn from this guy, this Eberflus." We're going to do.
I think Dan Campbell's an instinctive guy, and he likes to get the offense the ball first. Like my coach in college did that too. Like we would just take it because it's just you just want to go and just take the initiative, and you know, so damn like the technicality of it's, you know, technically better to get it back at the for end of the or beginning of the second half. You just take that initiative.
Did you guys see the Packers game? The guy he went out to call the toss. The Packers and wasn't elected a captain.
Well,
he called the toss and he almost messed it up too, and he almost gave them the ball both halves, but the ref helped him out with it.
Yes. And now he got suspended a game because of that. So
yeah. Oh,
weird. By his own team he got suspended.
Yeah, kind of nutty.
Weird.
Yeah, really bizarre.
But he called the toss right, but he just messed up his pick.
It's good to see the Packers looking like a dumpster fire. That's
fantastic. I'll throw it over to producer Kid J. Who's your roar of the week? Producer Kid J.
Sorry. Yeah, my roar of the week is I think it's going to be just UJ said, it's going to be a real ground and pound game. But I think David Montgomery is going to get a couple goal line. I think the line's going to carry it right down to the goal line, and they're going to David Montgomery's going to get two touchdowns for like 95 yards and just be that steadying force that he's been all year. So he's my roar of the week.
All right,
nice.
All right, it's beautiful.
I gotta love the money.
Beautiful. And I should mention the over under in this game is 52.5. Pretty high, especially for NFL games this year. One of the highest we'll see all year.
I guess the people don't have much faith in our defenses.
So my roar of the week is going to be the guy that's going to help keep Jared Goff clean and let this offense operate against Micah Parsons. That's Penei Sewell. I think Penei Sewell is going to have the best game of the year against Micah Parsons. Who mostly lines him on that side. Him and Decker, I mean, will have their fair share against him. But I think Sewell will be matched up with him most. Parsons also the favorite right now for Defensive Player of the Year. So I do like the matchup with Sewell, though. I think he's been playing great the last few weeks. And his confidence is riding high right now. I love that. And, I this is just a matchup I want to see. This is what you want. You want to go against the best, right, in the league to really measure yourself. So this is a
plus
great
it's
test.
It's a draft matchup too.
Yeah, draft matchup. Yeah. That's a great point. That's a great point, Red Dog. So
hey Z, that's interesting that you picked this because I remember you saying that Hutch is like 1/10 of the player of Micah Parsons.
I definitely did not say that.
He's a different.
I think it was 120th, Bob.
Yeah, 150th. So that's maybe.
I said Micah Parsons is a better player currently than Hutch, which is
a little more abusive, I think. But
which is definitely true.
You were like lamenting. You were like, "Damn, if only we had Micah Parsons."
Yeah, would you trade him straight up right now, Z?
Yes.
Wow.
I would. I think Parsons is better.
That's disgusting to me.
Wow.
I'm kind of queasy now.
Do you want Dak?
I love Hutch. Don't get me wrong, but Parsons is
obviously not.
Do not.
Well, it's like talking to Jerry Jones over here. Man.
Yeah.
You probably would have drafted Jalen Carter over Jahmyr Gibbs, too.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I, no. So. Either way, Panay Sewell is my roar of the week.
Everyone had a different roar this week.
We did. You, yeah, stuck to one guy.
We stopped cheating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach, I thought you were about to say the O-line.
I was going to say that.
I was just going to go the whole Lions offense. I was going to like take half the team.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. So let's dive into it now. Let's get into our ever world famous predictions. So Lions, 5.5 or 6 point underdog, depending where you find it. 52.5 is the over under. And this game is on Saturday night, December 30th, 7:15 Central, 8:15 Eastern, in prime time, where the Lions have dominated in 5 straight games in prime time. It's a great matchup for them. So let's go around the horn. Let's give our predictions. And this time we'll start with Connor.
All right. I do think it's going to be a high scoring affair. And I do think we're going to rely on our run game early. And we're going to get torched a few times, but I think we're going to steady the ship. I'm going to say 34-28 Lions with the last touchdown drive that takes up a lot of the clock to seal the game. And Goff's going to have 2 touchdown passes, and Gibbs is going to rush for 2.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's 1 for the Lions. Let's go to Red Dog.
Yeah. This is going to be a tough game. You know, this is a good team. I think they're going to score first with a touchdown. And then it's just going to be lights out, baby. D steps up. Iffy steps up. Hutch steps up. I think Hutch is going to break out for his first multiple sack game in a minute and get after Dak. They're not going to score again, and the Lions are just going to keep on scoring on a way to a 42-7 victory and just running away with it. And any idea that we're pretenders is just gone out the window, baby. Goff's going to be the maestro. Gibbs is going to go off. Monty's going to go off. I'm predicting 200 yards on the ground rushing at least, and a tutty for Gibbs and Monty and Laporta, J-Mo, yeah, something like that. And 42-7, baby. Detroit Lions roar to victory.
All right, there we go. Beautiful score. 42-7. Red Dog gets the under in this game.
Oh, no, wait.
A low-scoring what was this game for Red
what
Dog.
What was the there. Score there? What was it?
42-7.
Okay.
Wow. Red Dog's feeling pretty pessimistic tonight. I didn't drink predict cool 300-6.
I need to drink more Kool-Aid.
All right, let's throw this over to you, Jay.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of people are thinking, well, Dallas is going to come home, that home cooking, and the Lions just won, and they're basking in the glory of their first NFC North, you know, division championship and all that. And they think, well, the Lions are going to relax a little bit, you know, soften up a bit. I see the opposite here. I think this team's going to – this is they have a lot to play for right now. And I think that celebration we saw after they won last week lasted about 15 minutes, okay? And then it's back to business. And something Taylor Decker said in the locker room after the game, he says, all right, you guys, we've got the league to respect us. Now we want them to fear us. Mm-hmm. And these guys are believing that stuff, right? So they're going to go in there. They still have messages to send to the world and to the NFL. So they're going to come out really good in this game. I think it will be a competitive game. I think it's going to be 31-21. And I think what's going to carry us in the end is our run game. And I think, like a couple of other people mentioned, I think Road Dog mentioned, we're going to run at them hard. I mean, we're going to shred them up the middle. We're just going to just tear through them. Goff is going to do what he has to do to keep the chains moving. And our run game is going to take over, especially in the second half. So 31-21 is my prediction.
Beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful. Another Lions win prediction. We are all for the Lions thus far.
Interesting. Wow. It's just unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. All right. So let's throw this over to Bob.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to give my wife, Heather, she wanted me to give her score and roar this week. So 36-31 Lions. And Amon Ra is her roar of the week. So also fellow Lions.
Ah, I like that.
Such a boring pick, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because Amon Ra, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
That's what Red Dog would say.
Yes, yes.
But, UJ, what you were saying earlier got me thinking about the how we're gonna got to hit those receivers on Dallas and get a. I think if they're gonna come out really physical, like you're saying, like because that Kansas City game when we started the season, the Lions were super physical. They were crushing everybody. And I think that's the attitude, the tone they set at the beginning of the year. And like Campbell says, they're not getting better. They're the same team they've been all year. You know, they're just doing their thing. And I think they're going to continue that this week. And I think they you know, a lot of pride on that team, especially the old guard with who've been here. And they want that number two seed or the bye if they can get it. You know, they're going to keep playing hard. So I think they're going to come out fighting this game. But Dallas, super tough in Texas when they play there. Their offense is, it's just a different beast when they're in Dallas for whatever reason. So I think they're going to score some points. But I also think the Lions are clicking right now, and they're going to score a lot of points. So I'm seeing, like I said, a big lead from Laporta. I think we're going to have one broken from Jamo, at least one big, big play for him, long touchdown. And big, big, exciting game. Take the over. I'm going to say 45-31 Detroit Lions. Whoa. So big, high-scoring game.
Embarrass them.
Man.
So that is my prediction.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
All right, that's another one for the Lions. Everybody so far has predicted a Lions victory. We might have something rare happen on this podcast. Kid Jay.
My prediction is I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think the Cowboys are just going to have as much success in the passing game as the Vikings did last week. I think the Lions will be able to keep up. But so I think the Lions will be victorious in this, 35-31.
Ooh. Right. Oh, that was fun.
Wow. That's an entertaining game right there.
Yeah.
All right. But he has the Lions.
Can I make one off the cuff Detroit sports prediction?
All right.
Yeah.
I think the Detroit Lions finish with more wins than the Detroit Pistons this year.
That looks pretty safe right now.
As we record this tonight, they blew a 20-point lead against the Celtics, lose their 29th straight game. and they haven't won a game since the Rangers were up 1-0 in the World Series in October.
It's just funny at this point, man.
Did you guys know, the Tigers have the worst record in MLB history for a season. Yep. Lions obviously have the longest losing streak and worst record in NFL history. The Pistons are on track to have the worst record in NBA history. And the Red Wings also own the NHL's worst record in NHL history for a single season. So.
Wow, that's Detroit grit for you.
That's like a royal flush.
They come back strong.
No. It makes the highs seem that much higher.
That's right. Yeah. That is absolutely correct.
Because we've been in the deepest valleys.
Well, UJ, you mentioned we're going to run all over them. That made me think of the quote from Rudy where he goes, we're going to go. Well, it's a quote of a quote, I guess, from a Notre Dame coach. We're going to go out inside. We're going to go outside, inside and outside. We're going to go get him on the run, boys. Once we get him on the run, we're going to keep him on the run. We're going to go, 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 go. We're not going to stop until we get across that goal line. This team, they say, is good. Well, I think we're better than them. They can't lick us. So what do you say, man? I had to pull up the quote. I don't know that off the out there by heart, unfortunately.
There you go, Big Z.
But what you were talking about, I was running around. I just brought up that quote for me in my head. But anyways, I think the Lions will be doing that. I think we have over 200 yards rushing this game. We have been running it extremely efficiently. I think the Lions want to keep this Dallas offense, especially at home, off the field as long as possible. If they can maintain that 2-1 time of a possession advantage like we had last week, that would be a beautiful thing. It's hard to do, but either way, I think over 200 yards rushing, and I have us winning. I had 31-24 is my final score, and that was my prediction. I think David Montgomery does have a couple touchdown runs, and Jahmyr Gibbs has another touchdown, and the last touchdown will be to Sam Laporta. I'm also near the goal line.
Leaving St. Brown out.
Yeah, I am, but he'll have about 70 yards receiving because, again, I think we're going to be more focused on the run game. And St. Brown just, you know, he'll step up on those third downs, get the automatic first down like he always does.
Your game sounds like a chess match between McCarthy and Campbell. You know, it's like Khan and Spock. You know, it's one of those mind games. Whoever gets that last
Well, I love Dan Campbell in that. in a mind game matchup, that's for sure.
Do you think Dan's, I laugh at your superior intellect. He's gonna be all angry.
Are these Star Trek jokes?
Yeah. Ben Johnson will be like, Johnson will be like, he demonstrates two-dimensional thinking.
He's like the Spock.
Definitely Spock. Definitely.
Hey, Dan, I think I understand these jokes.
I love it.
I get the context, I think.
If you haven't seen Wrath the Con, you got to see Wrath the Con.
Our nerdy audience will love it. So,
you know, Wrath the Con, run the con.
That actually works. Like, Dan Campbell is like the Kirk, like the wild, like, gunslinger type, flying by the seat of his pants, and Ben's the Kurt or Spock.
Yeah,
I think it's a good job.
And Glenn is Bones.
Glenn is Bones, for sure.
Damn it, Jim. Damn it, Dan.
I'm giving it all she's
I don't know, Dan.
Is Bones a Star Trek character as well?
Yeah.
Yes. You got to roll who's the con after this. It's a Homer.
Sheila Ford is Uhura. Uhura.
I'm giving it all she's
all right,
got.
This
captain.
Is starting to get a little stretchy. But...
No, Scotty is Pip.
Pip.
Pip, I mean, not Pip.
All right. Jared Goff is Sulu. How about that?
So, on that. Oh, wow. Okay. So, that's the George Takei character, right?
Yes.
I know that one at least.
Oh, my. Yeah. Okay.
Oh. I don't know what to think of all this.
It's the end of the season pod. Have a little fun, Big Z.
Not only is it the end of the season pod, it's the end of the year. Clearly,
yeah,
you guys are ready for the new year to start at this point.
Wow. Is it true or not that there's only two teams in this league who went without a win? Right, that was us and Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
And now
there was the 0-15 Dolphins, wasn't it?
No, I believe the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went 0-13 one year.
Just we were 0-16 the first.
Yeah, we're the first. We're
and
the
then
first
the Browns did it.
And the Browns did it.
This is like the first time the Browns and Lions have had 10 wins each since like the 50s, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Look at the direction this is all headed now. This literally could be two teams that at one time in recent history went 0-16 meeting in the Super Bowl.
You got two former Super Bowl quarterbacks potentially there. Flacco.
I'd be stunned if the Browns made the Super Bowl, but
Joe Flacco's balling out.
Would be wild.
I don't know. He is balling out.
Their defense is really 300 yards against the Jets tonight all in the first half. So
yeah, crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
But anyway, I just think pondering that thought for some reason.
Yeah, we go through the Rams.
So on all these notes, I think we're going to wrap it up here, especially.
On that note,
AJ, producer, should we keep Star Trek in the pod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
we should. We are.
And then, if you started this, I'm going to suggest a title. This is our second podcast of the week. So it could be Podcast 2, The Wrath of Z. Because Z is
Wrath of Z.
Love it. Love it.
Is that a Star Trek title?
Yes, that's the movie we were just quoting.
Oh, we need to get Bobby drunk so he can tolerate us.
You gotta watch some movies, bro.
I guess so.
Big Z only watches Ford vs. Ferrari. He doesn't watch Star Trek.
Great movie.
Only Ford vs. Ferrari.
It is a good movie.
Well, Die Hard's my all-time favorite movie. So,
all right,
Christmas movie.
Oh, and
Dan Campbell is like.
All right, let's wrap this up. Damn, so we want to thank. Yeah, so I keep it short. Then we went about 8 minutes longer there at the end. But that's okay.
Was that a digression?
Bonus content.
Yes. First of all, I want to thank our listeners, especially if you've gotten to this point in the podcast, because you are truly.
We really love you if you're here.
We really appreciate you.
Woo-hoo!
We love you. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you if you've downloaded the podcast from Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. We greatly appreciate that. Please leave a review if you can. Thank you to SidelineReport.com for supporting the podcast. Really appreciate them. Instagram at Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter/X at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your thoughts about this Lions team. Let's see your predictions about the upcoming game this Saturday in Dallas. And then, of course, we want to thank our producer,
KJ.
For crushing it every week of this year and intend
best in the game.
Oh yeah. And you know, I think that's everything that I had on my list. So other than that, we greatly appreciate everybody for listening. Enjoy this game on Saturday night. Hopefully we'll get a pod out to you right before the end of the new year, reacting to that game. It'll be a big one. We can't wait to watch it. So thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend ahead of you. Enjoy your Saturday nights, and we'll be back as soon as we can. Other than that, thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always, go!
Go! Go.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.